Democratic Party activist David Plylar filed a Freedom of Information request to the city of San Antonio asking for details on how much Medina is paying his top staff.
Based on the payroll records that was provided by the city of San Antonio, I found that there are a couple of people that have worked for David Medina since 2009 that received salaries that were much above salaries that are paid to any other staff member of a city council member in San Antonio.
Medina is currently running for re-election and is facing five opponents. Plylar says he's not working for any of those challengers. According to the documents obtained by Plylar, Medina's office manager, Rick Cuellar, was paid just over $7,000 a month last year. That totals to about $85,000 a year, which, according to city officials, is at the maximum that city council members can pay their staffers. City officials said this pay rate for city council staffers appears to be out of the ordinary. For comparison, the highest salary paid to a member of Mayor Julian Castro's staff is about $79,000 a year. Plylar says Medina owes the residents of his West Side district an explanation.
Especially since David Medina represents a district that is one of the poorer districts in the city. The lower income, elderly people on fixed incomes, and working class people. And David's paying his staff, this couple of his staff members, that amount of money just doesn't seem right.
Medina said this is the cost of getting top talent to come work for the city.
In order to attract a solid, experienced staff that can come and work for a District 5 office, you need to be able to pay someone a fair wage and salary that would be able to bring in a staff to be able to serve the constituent of District 5 at the fullest and to be able to hit the ground running. And when I was elected in 09, that's exactly what I did. But in order to do that, it was very important that I was able to pay them a salary that would be convincing in order to bring them in from private sector jobs.
Medina said Cuellar is a full-time employee, but it appears he is also running a side business, calling Cuellar on the contact phone number that he has posted on official District 5 communications. The outgoing voicemail message is for his personal video production company.
Thank you for calling El Mundo Productions. We're not available at this moment. Leave a message and we'll get back with you.
Medina would not address this directly, but only said Cuellar works full-time for the District 5 office.
Whether, you know, he has a private company or business of his own, I mean, that's something that is of his knowledge. I strictly work with him on District 5 issues and whatever District 5 is focusing on, and our administration, and what I'm focusing on is a vision for our community.
In addition to issues surrounding Cuellar's pay, a former member of Medina's staff, Michael Tejeda, was paid over $12,000 a month, but that was just for 1 month, September 2009. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.